Hey babe. Thanks for making me dinner. Yeah, I really appreciate it. It was really good. You're getting better with your cooking skills. My impact. I'm just kidding, but thank you. I really appreciate you cooking for me. Work was work. You know, people in crisis, same old, same old. Okay, it's not funny, but I wasn't laughing because my job was funny. I kind of just laugh as a habit. Oh, it was fine. I'm okay, baby, but thank you. You're so thoughtful. But, you know, if there's anything on my mind, I'll always tell you. But tonight I'm okay. How was work for you? Why do you say that? Do you want to talk about it? Yeah. That does sound really annoying. Yeah, I know. It's late. We can talk about it tomorrow. Like, if you don't really feel like thinking about it right now. I always feel kind of bad, like, coming into bed and waking you up, but like, I get into bed as soon as you're falling asleep, I know, so sorry if it's annoying. Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, everyone has their own problems, you know? Your work is stressful in its own way. My work is definitely stressful in its own way. I mean, look at me. I just got back from a 10-hour shift. But it doesn't mean you can't talk about your problems. It doesn't mean I can't talk about mine. Because I'm here for you and you're here for me, so it's okay. Yeah, I'm always here for you. Doesn't matter how tired I am, or how long my shift was, or anything. You can always talk to me, and if I feel like I'm in a place where it's too much, I'll tell you, and we can just talk about it later. It's not a big deal. You're welcome, babe. So what did you get up to when you got home? That sounds nice. Well, I'm happy you got to work on that. I know it's like one of the projects you've been working on for some time. So I'm happy you got to work on it a bit. It's nice when you can use your free time for something that you actually want to do. Oh, really? Tell me more about that. Oh, really? Oh, so that's like the next step. Okay. How long do you think that'll take you? That's not too bad. Like, assuming you can work on it all those days that you said. I can't wait to see it when it's finished. No, it's not boring. I love hearing about the stuff you're working on. Like, the stuff you're passionate about. Don't worry about it. Okay, so, you know I have to ask you this every single night. What's one really good thing that happened to you today? You're not allowed to say nothing. Think of one good thing. It doesn't matter how small it is. It's okay. Take your time. Really? I didn't know that. Well, I knew if I knew you guys were just gonna go out for lunch, I wouldn't have made you a lunch. No, it's fine. I'm not complaining. You can just eat it tomorrow. Oh, you ate it as a snack. That's so funny. So what did you eat there? That sounds good. Oh my god. I could kill for some of that right now. Yeah, maybe I'll make some on the weekend. That's really nice though. I'm happy you got to go out for lunch. It sounds like everything you ate was really good. One good thing that happened to me is I had like some Hershey's like cookies and cream chocolate. It was so freaking good. Oh my god. That's one good thing that happened to me. So yummy. Yeah, I just had to eat it like really slow because I'm still trying to be gentle. But like I'm recovering really well from surgery, so like I can't believe I'm eating chocolate already. I know, I'll be careful, but I'm okay. Thanks for worrying about me, though. I appreciate it. I'm so tired. Do you want to go to bed now? Okay. I'm just working a normal shift tomorrow so we can spend more time with each other. It's alright. Good night, baby.